It was an article in Bridge, Michigan just 2 days ago, and the headline was 1 in 5 Michigan kids are obese and doctors are turning to weight loss drugs. But there is a discrepancy among doctors of what they want to do to combat these obesity rates. Right now we have Dr. Uzma Shah, the chair of the Department of Pediatrics at Henry Ford Health, on the line right now to discuss this issue. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
First of all, that number seems so high and so shocking. What are you seeing in your practice? Are there that many kids who can be qualified as obese?
Yes. So, Jamie, we at Pediatrics at Henry Ford have a pediatric gastroenterology, which is a specialty, which is a division. And in that, part of our training is really to deal with obesity and the complications of obesity. So we see obesity or overweight in children because of our specialty, but also because we see that in the general public as well. In our specialty in particular, we see 3 different types of patients. We see those children who are overweight, which is basically a BMI of greater than 85th percentile. And then those patients, the ones who are overweight, tend to be seen by the primary care pediatricians first. We also see the severe obesity, which is in 3 different classes, class 1, class 2, and class 3, which varies depending on the level of BMI. And, you know, so the higher the BMI, the greater the severity of the issues. And so as we, being the specialists, see both ends of the spectrum, we can see that not only is obesity or overweight status increasing in childhood, children and adolescents, it's also occurring in younger children, so children less than 6 years of age. And the more, I think, concerning thing, in addition to all of this, is that the levels of severe obesity, the ones that I was speaking about with the very high BMIs, is actually going up even higher than years. And that becomes really concerning for everyone, both primary care pediatricians as well as specialists such as ourselves.
Dr. Shah, you know, some doctors are prescribing these weight loss drugs now for children like Wegovy and these other types of drugs. Are there side effects or long-term impacts? Because, you know, these kids, they're still growing. They're growing bodies here.
And do we even know? Because the FDA hasn't done any pediatric-specific studies into these drugs, have they?
They have. And so I think the confusion arises from a lot of information that is actually adult information, and there is pediatric information. The American Academy of Pediatrics came out with some guidelines, and those are the ones that most pediatricians will try to follow. And the recommendation really is based on this concern for severe obesity and the fact that if you have severe obesity, the sequelae or the comorbidities are there. And so you want to have a more, you know, a quicker early treatment based on the level of concern. So in other words, if you have an overweight status, that does not mean that you use pharmacology or medical management or you know, things like the GLP-1 meds that you're talking about. So in general, the guidelines are very clear. And those guidelines are that there is actually a healthy lifestyle intervention that is tried first in all cases.
Good.
But, you know, in like for the first 6 months at least. But what the problem is that, you know, the kind of requirement for that, the healthy lifestyle intervention, is about 26 hours a week, and it's pretty intensive, and it requires a particular group of people to help you through it, requires the involvement of the family, and it's for a duration from about 3 to 12 months. Not many people have patience to go through that, and you know, so a lot of them will actually try things at home or try things with their primary care pediatricians. As complexity increases and as obesity severity increases, it's best that these patients are managed by a specialized center because they have the teams and the resources available to provide this. But I think the problem is that the number of children having these issues is actually increased to such a point that resources become limited.
Yeah.
What is very clear is that the guidelines for medical management are for severe obesity. That means the medications that we speak about are for severe obesity. And, you know, you do have to try the lifestyle intervention before going that route. There is also concern that some people might want to go to bariatric surgery, for example, and skip all the other points. can't do that, really. You have to try simple things first, the lifestyle intervention. The concern is that, you know, when you do that, there's a very small weight loss. And if there is a concern for significant to severe obesity, that might not be enough. And that those are the kind of patients who require the medications, of course, in a very controlled circumstance, and consideration for surgery. And when you consider for surgery, again, there are teams that evaluate the patient to make sure that all the considerations are evaluated appropriately before, you know, consenting to that.
Doctor, you talked about lifestyle intervention. People can sometimes get pretty judgy when they see an obese child and think that the parents just aren't parenting. But when you do have that lifestyle intervention, what determines success or failure with that? How much of it is on the parents, and how much of it is that just some young people maybe don't do well with lifestyle intervention? They don't have the success.
Yes, and you're absolutely right. And this is why those, you know, special teams are created, who have the training to address the various parameters that we encounter in this situation. So although the child, you know, usually the predisposing factors are things like eating the wrong kinds of foods, right, not having enough physical activity, too much screen time, things like that. But sometimes there are other things, other genetic predispositions, for example, mm-hmm. or sometimes children are on medications that are leading to weight gain. We also know that there is a huge psychological element to this, right? And so I think the important message here would be that this is something where if for every medical issue in the child, you're not just treating the condition, you're basically help the child and the family, right? And so in these specialized centers, the treatment, behavior intervention, or the intensive treatment that I was talking about involves the family, the patient, and on the medical side, there is usually a hepatologist or an obesity specialist, which is a gastroenterologist, a nutritionist or a dietitian, and psych. And psychology, and they're actually really important in this because, you know, children get depressed, right? And you're trying to lose weight and it's not happening, or it's really slow, or, you know, you feel like, and nothing really works. And mind you, you know, the medical treatment, these are, they're injectables, they're injections, right? And so one of them is a weekly injection, the other one is a daily injection. So it's not easy. They are also, while they are definitely, they work, but there's also weight gain once you stop those medications, right? And so that's why, you know, the hopes are that the patient is evaluated by teams who know what they're talking about, they do this properly, they evaluate to see whether lifestyle intervention works, give it an appropriate amount of time, and then if it doesn't work, then you start thinking in terms, or if it's really severe obesity, you start thinking in terms of medical management, and then if that doesn't work, then you go to surgery.
Well, it takes a village, apparently, as well as GLP-1 drugs.
It seems you don't just immediately go to the shots and the drugs, that there's definitely steps that are taken there at Henry Ford Health.
Yes, absolutely.
Dr. Uzma Shah, thank you so much for your work in pediatrics. You've done a lot, including creating the Division of Pediatric Gastroenterology there. So you are doing important work for kids, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I mean, under 6 years old?
Isn't that sad?
We don't have the time to get into how did we get here, that one in five Michigan kids are obese, you know? And I do find that so sad, that because you're not starting off your life on the right foot.
How much of this is genetic, too? And I wish I would have, you know.
Some of it is, but I got to tell you, I used to, when you go to a home, sometimes you can see the garbage, right, that's outside. Mm-hmm. And when you see nothing but chicken, Kentucky Fried Chicken, pizza boxes, when they're eating nothing but takeout food.
Coke. Processed foods.
Then all cereal.
You know, but you know what? Yeah. Healthy, organic fruits and vegetables are more expensive.
Yeah.
I did my Medill final
not
chapter
more expensive,
story on that.
Really not more expensive than takeout.
not than takeout, but I did this whole thing in Chicago where I went to sort of the south side of Chicago and what's available there and what's available at like Whole Foods in Lincoln Park and what the price difference was. And anyway.
It's a desert. Yeah.
This could be a discussion we have throughout the morning, but at least it's a good start with a very smart woman clearly on the phone there, Dr. Uzma Shah. All right, coming up, the stock market surge in the first half of 2024. We're going to get to the bottom of it at 6:49.
This week's S&P Global.